Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIE News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. The weather is getting warmer, and with that, peak tick season has arrived in Pennsylvania. And this year is shaping up to be the worst in a while all across the country. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane is here with everything you need to know to stay safe. Hi, Lydia.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for being here. So according to the people that you've spoken with, what makes this tick season a little bit different than it's been in the past?
So across the country, ER visits for tick-related bites or illnesses are up to the highest rates they've been since 2017. And that's the same here in Pennsylvania. So we had a little bit of a warm-up in April, which caused a higher spike in the amount of tick exposures that we're seeing in the Commonwealth and across the country as well.
How does the warm weather contribute to increases in tick bites?
So tick season in Pennsylvania especially is year-round, but there are two peaks of that year-round season. So we are in one right now in spring and early summer, and it's just those cooler but warmer temperatures that, you know, really make it good conditions for ticks to be out. But once it gets to consistent 90-degree temperatures, we'll see a bit of Once we get to consistent 90-degree weather, we'll see less tick exposures, but right now we're in the worst of the first peak.
So kind of like a sweet spot. Now, we actually have a tick lab in our region that's down at East Stroudsburg University. So what are some of the things that they do and the things that they're seeing this year?
So the tick lab can test for the five most common tick-borne illnesses, including Lyme disease. And if you find a tick on you or your pet and you want to know if it carries any of these tick-borne illnesses, you can seal it in a plastic bag and send it to the tick lab. And they will record that, report that to the state, depending on what that tick comes up having, if anything. So they do free testing for all Pennsylvania residents. And again, they're just seeing this spike, which is pretty common every year around this late spring, early summer. But we're also seeing alpha-gal syndrome, and that's across the country, but here in Pennsylvania now the tick lab does not report for this or test for this because it is based on an individual voluntarily reporting. But this alpha-gal is, it causes a red meat and dairy allergy.
And so that is one of the new things that we're concerned with this year. Tick-borne illness is always the concern with a tick bite, but how much of a risk is alpha-gal at the moment?
So again, the health department just wants everyone to always be practicing tick prevention. And alpha-gal, the health department said there's less than 50 reported in Pennsylvania so far. And it is an allergy, so they compared it to like a peanut allergy. Not everyone, if they're exposed, is going to develop this allergy. It's just dependent on your own immune system. But again, we have around 50 cases reported for now, and that syndrome would make you allergic to red meat and animal products.
So what can people be doing to protect themselves from ticks and tick bites?
Yeah, so just always be practicing prevention. The Department of Health recommends, you know, spraying chemical insect repellents on your socks and your shoes and clothing. If you're camping, on your tents, your sleeping bags, and anything that's cloth. Using EPA-registered insect repellent, and then when you come inside, always do a thorough tick check. So that's around your hairline, behind your ears, your belly button, behind your knees, and other places that might be hard to get to that the tick might burrow in. And they recommend doing this not only if you're going on a hike or going camping, but also it's high risk just doing yard work and being in your backyard. So just be sure to check when you come inside from being outside, especially in your backyard.
All right. Well, Lydia, thank you so much for all that information and tips. And we'll find the full story at WVIA.org.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.